Don't let's all get home safe, shall we? That's good. That's a good plan. Time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. You don't want to end up on the Gump File tomorrow, okay? That's all I'm saying. Police in Mooresville, North Carolina, arrested a Texas man who was carrying $410 in counterfeit bills. How'd they know they were counterfeit? Well, they were printed on resume paper. Police said Robert McDuffie. Well, there you have it right there. McDuff. Hey, should be Doofy. Should be Robert McDoofy. He was carrying 18 $20 bills and one counterfeit 50. During his Tuesday arrest, counterfeit bills have been printed on ivory-colored resume paper. Duffy was charged with possession of a counterfeit instrument. In addition, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he'd been drinking. He was jailed with bail set at $16,000. They don't take kindly to that counterfeit stuff, especially on resume paper. That just ain't good. Here's one I just don't get. A man on a scooter in Surprise, Arizona, arrested after asking police officers a simple question. David Williams rode up to an officer on his scooter about 7 a.m. last week. They were sitting by a convenience store. He asked the officer, "Hey man, have you ever arrested me before?" Officer looked at Williams, said he didn't really think so. "But if you'd like, I'll run your name." "Sure, man, just run my name, boy." Well, sure enough, David Williams had a valid warrant for his arrest. Suspicion of assault with a weapon. So they arrested him. Yeah, that's just the way that goes. You're coming with me. Thanks for the tip. Finally, she must have thought there was a fat chance of she wouldn't get caught. Florida woman busted last month after police discovered she was hiding weapons and drugs in her rolls of her body. She was patted down following an altercation with another woman, the 5'4", 180-pound Gloria Perez. Police say she didn't have anything tucked in her pants. It was just unders concealed in folds. She became ill during the pat-down, taken to the hospital for further examination. Medical staffers found a second knife hidden somewhere that I'd rather not say. We'll just leave it at that. Thank you, Gump File. Thank you, stupid people, for making my day. 20 after 3 o'clock, KORD.